This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and we are fired up. We have got an icon with us today, another one, a big one, and you are going to love him. He's big. Physically, he's big, like, big. When you meet him, you just can't believe him. I'll never forget in Amsterdam. I looked over there at four, and he's the nicest guy you ever met, isn't he?
He's a gentle giant. I love that about him.
Yeah, and changes the world. Hello, Johnny Green. What's going on?
Hey, everything. How you doing?
Well, better. I love the picture of. Who's that over your shoulder in that picture?
No, it's over the shoulder. This is a picture of me and my wife. My wife and I.
How cute is that, man? That's good.
Yeah, I'm bad with pain wrinkles, but yeah, I actually have the painting from a very famous painter in Germany, and so she sent it to us. So, and surprised her birthday with it. So, yeah. So, but I'm excited to be on this car. It's good to see you, Tom, and it's good to see you, Adrian, and yeah, very excited.
Well, we love you, and here's I don't want to talk about the ANMP yet. I will tell you that the enigma, the unbelievable question mark of network marketing is who the heck Johnny Green is. And every time I turn around, you shock me with something like facts of basketball that don't exist. You have them. I mean, you know so many things about so many things. It's unbelievable. Tell people who you are, because you are just plain cool.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I've been in the industry for, this is actually my 18th year, and I like to say I'm a connector because I really specialize in building relationships. I'm not necessarily the best networker, the presenter, the trainer, but I'm very consistent when it comes to building relationship. And so I've been fortunate enough to have the number one team or the fastest growing team in several companies, and I just kind of stay in my own lane. I like to build large businesses international, build businesses overseas, and you know, do the things that I can in the United States. And so I just keep a low profile.
You swing a big stick with a low profile, which is really, really admirable. We had a board meeting a couple of days ago, and it was very, very loud. And it turns out it was the middle of the night, and you were in Dubai. And that was really, really cool. You got nominated to the board of directors of the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. But wherever the action is, Johnny Green is usually there. And I mean, do you live anywhere? How many days, how many weeks, how many months a year are you on the road?
Well, you know, things have really changed these last 3 years. Like I said, I was in Dubai. That was my first long distance trip. Or really the first trip outside of the country since 2019. So had you asked me that question before, I used to spend about anywhere from 250 to 300 days out of the year on the road. But obviously now, the last couple of years, I've become a homebody, and so it's hard to get me to go on a plane.
Wow. So how long have you been married, Johnny?
We got married. We're going on 1 year. Next month will be 1 year officially.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Is she a network marketer?
No, she does network marketing, but her background is corporate America, HR. So she has the common sense. She's the detailed one. And we work together, and things balances out very well.
Wow. I see John Hammock's out there trying to be getting some of your money or something. He says he's the president of the Johnny Green fan club, which is really, really cool. And I have some late breaking news on that. He's also going to be a speaker at the ANMP, John and Terry Hammock. So that's kind of cool. Hopefully she'll take the stage with him to temper that mouth of his. So that'll be exciting. But I want to talk about you a little bit more. I mean, talk about this scholarship fund. that you've had for so many years that you've helped so many underprivileged kids with?
Okay. Well, the scholarship fund is really interesting. Most people don't know this. I'm a former athlete, so I was able to go to college on a full scholarship plus academics and athletics and all that good stuff. And I actually lost my academic scholarship. And when that happened, I didn't realize how blessed I was, how privileged I was. So during the process of trying to get the scholarship back, once I got it back, I decided to start a scholarship fund when I was in college. I started out with $200, and I just built on it each year. You know, it was a couple of years where I didn't have the money. I was broke, so it was underfunded. I like to call it underfunded. But really, I started the scholarship to get back to my old high school because I went to high school where I'm from, one of the poorest cities in America, so I was able to help people from my high school go to college, finance their education. I just kept betting on it and betting on it and betting on it. And then eventually I expanded the scholarship to my, university where I graduated from and went to school from. So I do things for the students there once a year. As a matter of fact, I just flew out on April 30th. We had a big diversity seminar, gave out some scholarships for the students, for existing students that were at the university. And then last Thursday, I did my annual scholarship at the high school. And so then after that, the only scholarship that's left is I do one that's worldwide where people can apply. I don't care what your background is. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what country you live in. You can apply for this scholarship. And if you qualify, we have a board that decides the winner, and we grant 5 winners each year.
How cool is that?
That is super cool. Wow.
Yeah.
And so, John,
not only that, with the scholarship, also, it's not just, hey, we're going to give you a check, you got some money. No, in addition to that, I meet with the winners once a month, and we talk about mentorship things and, what they're doing to stay on track so they can continue to be the best version of themselves and also continue to really excel in their career. So it's really cool that now you have people graduate and it comes back and they're out there changing lives and whatever their respective profession is. And I think it's so awesome. You have anybody from teachers to doctors to attorneys now. And it's just pretty cool.
So, all right. So you've been in the profession for 18 years. You're not the typical crazy shouting from the rooftops kind of guy. And not the stereotypical network marketer from that perspective.
Yeah.
And yet you have created these teams that grow like wildfire. And I think that's something, I identify much more with your personality type. I'm not the crazy guy like somebody that we know. And so talk about how you lead and how you have been able to create these teams that grow really quickly without having to be this super loud personality type.
Yeah, well, I think, and that's a very good question. I think a lot of it has to come with my athletic background, playing, multiple sports, and I develop a winning mindset that you're going to run into people who are a lot better than you. You're going to run into people who are more talented, but at the end of the day, you've got to have a work ethic. And I've always had that competitive edge. And then it also comes from where I grew up at. So when I graduated high school, I was the only black person in my high school, but also both of my parents were from East St. Louis, Illinois, which at the time was 98% African-American. And so I was able to connect and reach out to people from all different backgrounds of life. So fast forward to that with the network marketing aspect, I really have a philosophy that is based on two simple principles. Number one, relate to the person. You got to be able to find a connection and relate to the person. I don't care if they're a janitor. I don't care if they're a CEO or whatever. You have got to be able to relate to the person. Then number two, and this is what's important to me. A lot of people disagree with this philosophy, but if I have the opportunity, I've got the home-based business opportunity, what I'm going to do is highlight that person. I want to show them how to be in the spotlight, be in the front of the room. The goal is to, you start off at the back of the room, you eventually go to the front of the room where you're presenting and doing all that, then you got to find your way back to the back of the room. And the only way to do that, leaders. You have to have other leaders. You have to develop other leaders, and you have to force people to step up and get out of their comfort zone. So I like to get people uncomfortable, and I like to see people maximize their potential.
So what I want somebody to do is write down what he just said, because that's like one of the most profound quotes about this business I've ever heard. I got to meet people. I've got to teach them to get to the front of the room. I got to get them to the front of the room, and then I got to teach them to go to the back of the room to put their leaders in the front of the room. And that is exactly who he is. That is exactly his success. Every time I contact this guy, it is absolutely unbelievable, because I say, hi, how are you? He goes, what's up, man? Tells me something, you know, cool that he's doing. And then the next thing you know, he is promoting somebody else to either this show or to the ANMP or to something bigger than he is, because he walks his talk. It's never about Johnny Green, but every time he does that, it elevates Johnny Green. And that's the secret to your success, don't you believe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a little longer answer. This show is going to last a long time. So anyway, yeah, that's it pretty much. So unbelievable. That's so very cool.
It's true. And I think that's, you don't need to be in the spotlight. I think that's a really valuable and often overlooked strength as a leader in network marketing. Cause I think for many leaders, being in the spotlight is, you know, gets a little addictive, and the going to the back of the room part, it becomes really hard. And doing that and elevating that next person and then instilling them to do that same thing and to create this process where we're always raising up, that's how you get that leverage. That's how you unlock the power of what the network marketing profession can do, because if it's all about you, then it's never going to be bigger than you. If it's all about everybody else, then it can continue to snowball and to grow. And that's really, that's been a huge part of what you've done in your career as well, right?
Yeah. And it goes down, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, to the BLTSs. What Johnny's very, very good at is the BLTSs. He doesn't even know it. People know they belong in his sphere, in his tribe. People know that Johnny Green loves them, L. They know they can trust him, S. And the last thing is T. The last thing is the T. Yeah. I don't have any idea what I'm doing with my hands. But the point I make to you is that's what he is. So people, it's unbelievable the allegiance that he gets from people. And one of the most distrusting guys I know, I had a call. I said, I want to talk to this Johnny Green. And he said, I love Johnny Green. I would love to talk to him. And I'm not even going to say his name, but we had an unbelievable conversation, because this guy emanates the BLTSs, which every one of you guys could copy. If you want his success, it's the BLTSs. Johnny Green is that. So we're going to take a break. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We'll be back right after this.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. My wife is in the studio audience, and she just wrote on a sidebar how much she loves and adores you, too, because you can feel who you are as a human being just saying hi to you. Talk about, he just said, he's known as a connector. Talk about that, contact mapping, all of that a little bit.
Yeah, totally. Sure. You know, we were having a conversation right before this, Johnny, and I'm curious your thoughts on this. So much of what I see you doing, so much of what I watched my dad doing growing up and what I did in a totally different arena and now with contact mapping is our relationships, that is our capital. Our ability to create win-wins, our ability to open doors, our ability to get to the right person and ask and not be afraid to ask them to take a look at something or to do something because they already know we love them and that we're for them is one of the most valuable things that you can do. And that seems to me like that's a big part of how you have done it. Is that true, Johnny?
Yeah, that's true.
And what does that look like in your life? How does that – tell a story about how that's played out.
I can't really tell a story about how it played out because it's been so many different stories. You know what I mean? So
sure.
That what I can't –
Well, I just think about the people that you know, when I, going back to that one conversation I alluded to, you know, you just said, listen to me. You have to tell me what you need, and I am going to get you what you need when you tell me you need it. And how I'm going to win on that is I'm going to be in the middle of the transaction. I really, really like you, the third party in that meeting, and I am going to do everything I can to serve you in order to make the world a better place. That's pretty much your motto, and that's what you do. And you put people in the right places instead of push the pig through the python snake. everybody hates that. I love that. And anyway, that makes sense to me. And that's what you do, right? You connect.
Yeah, that's what I do. And I will say this. It used to be I didn't sponsor a lot of people on purpose because I just didn't feel like talking to a bunch of different people, right? But as I grew, when I became good, this is when I wasn't any good. When I became good, I changed that model. And today, even today, I don't sponsor someone unless I'm willing to invest the time and energy to help them become successful or help them accomplish whatever their goals are. And so that's very big to me. You know, if you're in the business of network marketing, you want to sponsor a lot of people and you want to grow a large team, you've got to be the number one thing. You have to make yourself available. One thing I can't stand is when somebody enrolls someone and then you don't hear from them. So they got a quick, fast start. And now the person's lost, because I think that's a selfish act, you know, because now you just kind of left them hanging and they got, no, you got to show someone the steps. You got to provide them with the tools and the information to be successful or for them to accomplish their goals. That way, if you don't do your part, the only person they can blame is themselves. But you've got to do your part. And when both parties do their part and you got that synergy, things can explode a lot faster.
Yeah, and for those of you that are trying to figure out what he just said, when you go to the shoe store, you buy the pair of shoes, you walk out the door, you got the shoes, you never see the guy again. In network marketing, that enrollment is the beginning of the relationship. It's not the end. And Johnny is not a master of sales. Johnny is a master of enrollment, because he doesn't just sell you something. He enrolls you into the possibility of something bigger than you are. And that's his magic. That's his gift, is the fact that he sees around corners you don't even know exist. And he sees something for you that you can't see in yourself. And I've watched him do it over and over and over again. I've seen him lift up people that were literally unliftable. And that's unbelievable to me.
That's a huge thing. And it is. I think having that attitude, and we should dig into this a little bit more on the other side of this break. This is a short segment here. That idea that you this is not posture. You know, I think sometimes people are like, oh, you know, you gotta act like you don't just take anybody or whatever, and it's all just basically bluster and psychology, you know, in an attempt to get somebody to just sign up. What you're saying is, I'm committed to you. And I don't commit to just anyone. And so I really am going to be choosy about who I'm willing to sponsor, because I'm going to invest a lot of time into you on the other side. And I think so often, especially in the early going, especially when you're struggling, it's really easy to miss that and to just have this energy of, I'm going to take all comers, and that's not going to set you up for success. And so let's dig in on the other side of this break into how you do that and how you assess, you know, who's the kind of person that I am going to pour my energy into, because I think that's something that we can learn a lot from. And this is a fun conversation. So we got Johnny Green, huge part of the ANMP, going to be there here in June. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here. Just an amazing, amazing guy. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We love you, Ted Anderson. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants to know how police officers really responded to this week's school shooting in Uvalde. He's livid as new details have emerged about what actually happened as the 18-year-old gunman attacked the school, killing 9 kids and 2 adults. It was learned that a Border Patrol agent, not local police officers, took out the gunman. Local officers in Uvalde did not even engage the shooter. Colonel Stephen McCraw is director of the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Of course it was not the right decision. It was a wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
It was also learned that parents who urged officers to take action were pushed back as gunshots were still heard. Barely 900 votes separate celebrity physician Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. A recount is underway in the Keystone State. This is USA Radio News. Temperatures barely climbed into the 90s and only for a couple of days. However, the discovery of the bodies of three women inside the Chicago senior housing facility this month is leaving the city looking for answers to questions that were supposed to be addressed after a longer and hotter heat wave killed more than 700 people nearly three decades ago. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office has yet to determine the causes of death for the three women whose bodies were found in the James Snyder apartments on May 14th. The victims' families have already filed or plan to file wrongful death lawsuits against the companies that own and manage the buildings. A settlement has been reached with families who lost relatives in last year's collapse of a Surfside, Florida condominium tower that killed 98 people. The billion-dollar settlement to end litigation over the Champlain Tower South tragedy now awaits approval by a judge. Lawyers previously had announced in court a tentative agreement that the money would be split by the families whose relatives died or were harmed in the collapse of the 12-story tower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And we're back. It is the Legacy Leadership Show with Tom Chenault and Adrian Chenault. We are live in our studio here in Longmont, Colorado, 50 miles from Denver, Colorado. And I hope you are all having the best day ever. We are with the one and only Johnny Green. If you don't know this guy, we've got to figure out a way to show people how to get hold of him. He is an icon. I'm telling you, I just don't know anybody like him. And I don't know anybody more respected and loved in this entire profession. And we're asking him some interesting questions. During this segment, we want to talk about what he thinks the future of network marketing really is, because it's a slippery slope right now. He just came back from the wild, wild East, Middle East, whatever East it is, called Dubai. I want to know a little bit about that. So take it away, sir.
Yeah, so we were talking just before the break, Johnny, about your way of thinking about this sponsoring people and who you're willing to pour your energy into. And I'm curious just to dig into that a little bit, and I screwed up our background here as I'm messing with stuff. I'm curious how you really go about assessing for that, because I think that's something that a lot of people aspire to, and it's not an easy thing to actually figure out how do I go about implementing that. And so what would you say, how do you size someone up to see if they're a person that you want to pour your energy into?
Great. That's a very good question. So it's three things I absolutely look for in a person that I'm interested in sponsoring. Number one, what is their work ethic like? Do they have a good work ethic? You know, number two, are they passionate? You know, attitude and passion can change the whole dynamic of an organization. And then number three, is that person hungry? So you got the work ethic, you got the attitude and passion, and you have hunger. And it doesn't matter if I'm sitting down with someone who is a waiter at a restaurant and she's passionate about what she's doing. That means a lot. And if they're working hard, that means a lot. If I'm at Walmart and it's a cashier and the guy's passionate about what he's doing, he's excited, he's hungry, these are people that become on my radar. It doesn't have to just always be the person that's got the most influence, you know, the CEO or the doctor or whatever. I look for people that fit those three characteristics.
That's pretty cool. And so you can observe some of that. You start talking to this person. Do you have things that you like to do during that kind of conversation enrollment process to really see if they put their money where their mouth is?
Yeah, I typically ask two questions. Number one, what is your ultimate goal in life? Like, what are you trying to accomplish? You know, and that can tell me a lot about a person. But then number two, I'm going to ask them, you know, give an example of where they had to be uncomfortable. Or are you currently uncomfortable? Or are you complacent where you're at now? And those two questions make it gives me an insight on what the person is trying to do or what they want to accomplish in life.
That's really cool. And so as that process moves forward, how do you, you know, when you're talking about what you do and inviting somebody into that, do you tend to lead with the specifics of your product or service? Do you tend to lead with network marketing as a business opportunity in general? Like, how do you tend to focus in a conversation?
Very good question. I actually lead with the product. And so I always give someone limited information to where they can come back and be like, all right, well, tell me more. Now I've kind of flipped the roles on the opportunity. And I can go into the details about the opportunity. But in the beginning, that's a very good question, because in the beginning, I used to always lead off with the opportunity. Do you keep your incomes up, or do you keep your options open when it comes to making more money? Or do you keep your income options open and so forth? And what I found is that when I was doing that, I started attracting a lot of people that wanted to make money, but they didn't have realistic goals. You know, they probably wanted to make $10,000 the first 30 days or $30,000 the first 30 days, but they wasn't really putting in the work. And when I was talking to a lot of the salespeople, they would say that the number one line you could say, hey, I can sell anything. It doesn't matter if it works. No. When I started leading off with the product, now it's going to take a little bit longer, but we got people taking a product. We got people getting testimonials. We have people coming in as a customer first, and eventually some of the top income earners in the company that I'm with now were once customers when they started, including myself. I started off as a customer with my last two companies. I liked the product. I had results. And guess what? My belief level is there. I want to share the product. And eventually I became a distributor.
That's completely congruent with what the FTC and everybody else wants too. And that's big news. You know, and Larry and Taylor Thompson and everybody else talk about 80-15-5, where you enroll 100 people on AutoShip. It's the speech that my wife just gave last week at Women's Go Pro. 100 people come into your business, 80 of them are going to fall in love with the product, and you drop them off there. 15 are going to want to make a little money and distribute something, so they're a distributor. And that 4 or 5 are going to want to step on the gas pedal and be Johnny Green, and those are the ones that you start jumping the foxhole with and train and develop, right?
Right.
Cool. That's exactly right. So talk to me about what you think about network marketing going forward here. I mean, you're if anybody's got a global view of what we've got going on here, the pros, the cons, the warning signs, it's you. And you obviously decided to come out and jump on the board of the ANMP because you wanted a voice in all this. Where do you think we're headed, and what do we need to do?
That is a very complex question, but it's a very good question. So before I answer the question, you want me to sugarcoat it or just tell it like it is?
I want you to shoot from the hip and make people throw up in their mouths.
All right, so here's what I think the state of network marketing is at right now. And this is just my personal opinion. It's not a fact. It hasn't been proven. But I think today people forget that our profession is network marketing. It's network marketing. It's not network giveaway. It's not network freebie. It's not. And I think people forget the most important thing. You actually have to put in the work. And so we had the pandemic, and the pandemic showed a lot of people how to work from home. Obviously, some people got complacent. Some people realized, hey, I don't necessarily have to go to a job every single day, go to work. I can do a lot of this stuff from home. But I also think some people kind of got a little bit lazy. And that's the thing. Now you're going back. You have a lot of the distractions, the day-to-day distractions, the social media distractions, the bars, the clubs, all this other stuff. Everything is open again. And now people are back to, I want this. I want that. I feel like I'm entitled to this. I want somebody to build my downline. I want somebody to place people up under me. I want somebody to give me product. I want this, this, this. And not everybody, but the majority of people have become complacent and they forgot the work part. You have got to put in the work. No matter how good you are, no matter how big of an organization you built, like the stories, you know, what you did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that was great, but today is kind of irrelevant today. You know what I mean? And I think that's one of the things that 100%. People live in the past versus living in reality.
And there's so much smoke and mirrors. And people playing like they're making all this dough, and the internet gives you all the chance to tell tall tales and act like they sign somebody up and they turn them into a millionaire. When people join you with a click, they're probably going to leave you with a click. And developing that relationship, that teamwork, that community, that culture, that system that is Johnny Green, that is this profession done right, is the most important part, right?
Yeah, it's the most important part. I'm going to tell you something that most people don't know about me. I don't have a TikTok. I don't have Instagram. I don't have Snapchat. I don't have Twitter. But when it comes to recruiting people, I'm going to find people who are influencers on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and social media. And so just because I don't like to do something, I don't prefer to do something, it's still a large market share where you can actually find people who focus on that sector of the business that can be a benefit, that can be an asset to your business. If you got somebody that's great as a social media influencer and they have no interest in building a downline, all they want to do is make cool videos and market products, let them focus on what they're good at. The people that come in, they bring to the table. If they bring people to the table that actually want to learn how to business or do the business, that's when you have to come in and you show them how to do the fundamentals of network marketing. Like, let's just face it. You go on Facebook today, you go on Instagram, how many people want to talk about all the bad things that's happening in their life? Everybody, or not everybody, but the majority of the people are living their best life on social media, and it creates a false personification on what things are really like with some people. And so we have reality, we have problems, we have issues. Everybody has that. And you gotta do the work. And today when you talk about the state of network marketing, you have network marketing, the people that are building, the companies that are building, they're still going strong. They're going solid. Yes, we did have inflation. Yes, the pandemic put some strain on a lot of businesses, many different businesses. Yes, people with shipping. I mean, look at the cost of shipping. The cost of shipping has gone up across the board, and, you know, companies have had to make adjustments. They've had to increase the price of the products. They had to, you know, adjust to, because they have to run a business at the end of the day. And I think many distributors don't understand that from the business side. And so you had to make the adjustments. You had to figure out how to adapt to change and get on the other side and get on the top of what you're doing with your business. So I say all that to say that, yes, you still have to work your network marketing business.
Well, that's what's so exciting about that. And I'm not even a person about passion. I'm a person about obsession. I am monomaniacal about what I do. And I think that's what the difference between me and everybody else was all these years. I'm not as smart as Johnny. I can't make a free throw. I can't do a doggone thing except remember you. And I'm pretty doggone good at that. I know what I'm good at. And I also know how to get people around me that are good at what I'm not good at, which is all this guy has done in his career, is connect people where they want to be, show them how they can be their best self, and go out there and let them grow. And that's what everyone, that's duplicatable. You guys got to get a hold of Johnny Green because you want to be him when you grow up. I mean, we were like raising the flag and cheering when we found out he was coming home from Dubai. He was going to go on the board of the ANMP, which we're going to talk about on the next break. He was going to step up and raise the integrity of that organization. We were like dancing in the aisles. That's who this guy is. Take him seriously and understand that at the backbone of anybody that's made it for a long time, big in this profession, hard work was involved. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
You want to take us up?
Yep. So we are hanging out with Johnny Green. We're going to talk about the ANMP on the other side of this break. While we're on the break, go to ANMP, Association of Network Marketing Professionals, ANMP2022.com, and go and check out this event. It is going to be incredible. We're coming back right after this with Johnny Green. You're listening to Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And this is Tom Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And one thing we forgot to talk about was all the scams and the things about that. So I want to ask you about that because you don't want to talk about it. But it's buyer beware. And I want all of you to understand, you know, Bitcoin a couple of months ago was $65,000 a coin. Now it's 30 grand. And you're calling all your friends saying it's going to 100,000 because the plumber at the end of your block said that to you. And now it's 30 grand and they put their money up and it's half as what you don't want responsibility for that. You want to be this network marketer that is showing people how to hard work and sell a product that isn't a security, that doesn't go up and down and half its value in 3 months. Just find yourself something that you can fall in love with. Make a lot of money and buy all the Bitcoin, crypto, NFTs, ABCs, DEFs, whatever the hell all that stuff is called, with your money, put it in the bank and live your life. But I'll tell you one thing right now, he is right. You do not want to take people off of cliffs because when the chips are down, they say, you got me into that. When it's going up, they say, oh, look what I did. Don't be that person. Would you agree?
I agree.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Talk to me about the ANMP. What do you think about that?
You know, I think the ANMP is going to be excited. And here's why. You're talking about the first live event since, what, 3 years? And I think the virtual platform that the setup, you're going to have people tuning in from all over the world. So that's going to be exciting. Plus, we're going to get back like we used to, where you're going to have that face-to-face interaction. You're going to have your VIPs right there live in Dallas. And this is an event that you definitely do not want to miss. So I'm definitely excited to be going to the ANMP and meeting a lot of old friends. It's going to be like a reunion. So
It's
going to have all that quality. All these top networkers from all over the country, from different parts of the world, are going to be in one space. That's the time to answer the questions you have to have. That's the time to, you know, get your answers, you know, obviously take pictures with whoever you want to take pictures with and build relationships.
And one of the rules of the ANMP that nobody knows, the speakers have to rotate tables. So they're out there. You're going to this thing, and it's small enough as it is. There's only 300-400 people there. But all the speakers are rotating tables. There's no cool kids club that you wish you could get into. During the meals and stuff like that, these guys are rotating and talking to you. People say, you know, and you talk to Armand. I mean, he will tell you the same thing. This is like the best event in network marketing. And it is the mouse that roared. And the people that are coming, if you go look at the speakers, you're going to be rubbing shoulders with all those people. You're going to be able to pick the brain of a Johnny Green. You're going to be able to look at him and say, I can do that, because he's a human being with a big heart, not some untouchable egomaniac with a big bunch of puka shells or something. It's awesome. I mean, I love you, because you look at you. I mean, you're so down to earth. You look like, you know, one of the guys, and that's what this business is. It's hearts. It's hearts over everything. The people who give the most get the most here. That's the most beautiful part of it, and thank you for who you are, for all of us. I love you.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. And you talk about it's several different mastermind events, but this has always been my favorite event just because it may not be the biggest event, but the quality. You take notes. You can take these things back to your organization. You can pour this information back into yourself and your team and use that as a tool to grow your business. And I'm really excited about that.
Well, I think it's the second biggest event in the world next to the Contact Mapping event in Colorado on October 22nd. So that's going to be unbelievable. So you guys need to know about that too, and we'll get back to telling you about that one of these days. But next week we've got Michelle Barnes, and she's actually going to come down to the studio and sit with Denise Chenault, and they went to Africa together. She's going to be a huge part of the event down in Dallas, and so you guys are all going to get to meet her. That will be exciting. So
that's good breaking news right there.
Yeah, I thought I'd give you a little bit of a snippet of good news. Another thing happened the other day. I called up Mary Lou Henner, the famous actress, and was talking to her about all kinds of stuff, and she goes, well, when can I come on your radio show? So I said, well, I never thought you'd even want to, so why don't you come on June 12th? So she's coming up, too. So just, I'm telling you, stick with us, because it's all about relationship and connection, and you've just heard the king of connection. There's so much to learn. When you're at the ANMP, don't even talk to me. Go find Johnny Green and ask him how he did it, and his answers will not be anywhere near as long, I have a feeling.
That's true.
You know, I want to say something before the show ends. And Tom, I don't even know if you know this story, but back when I was in chiropractic school, I used to do a lot of research. And the way I actually find out about you is I saw your face on this website with a company called, it was a publicly traded company. You know, I had this energy drink called Exhilarate or Bazzi. I think that's what it was. And I was just like, that is so awesome. Then I found out you was with your respective company. And I think it's so cool that if you look at the industry today, you got people jumping around like hot potatoes, jumping around every 3 to 6 months, 12 months, 9 months, talking about this is the greatest deal, this is the greatest deal. And what you've been able to do is something that people really would like to do, but they don't have the guts, or they don't have the consistency, or they don't have the patience to do it. So I like to say congratulations to you. Stick it out with the same company through the ups and downs, and everything. They pay you on time every week, every month, all that good stuff. And I think that's amazing. That's what
all you want to quit is every month in this business. That's all you have. That's it. And here's Richard Brook or Al Schrader. Both of them say the other guy said it. Find the next company you're going to have problems with and never leave. And that's the truth. You're going to have problems, and you might as well face facts. It ebbs and tides just like the stock market, everything else. And if you stick around, you're going to win. Johnny Green, I love you. You guys need to buy a ticket, come to Dallas in person, rub shoulders with him. You'll come out better people as a result of it. We'll see you all next week on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with little mini Tom and me. We'll see you later.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.